everybody. This is episode 332 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Jimenez, and today it's going to be a bit of a short episode. I just have one game to talk about. I have a few that I can't talk about just yet, and a few short anime series. And I'm going to hit the anime first to get that out of the way. So I have been catching up on anime from last season because the new season has already started and I'm kind of behind because I went through one. I just kind of felt really deflated at the end of last year and the season was just really disappointing overall, other than, of course, the best anime of the year, according to me, Yuri on Ice, coming out then. It was an overall disappointing season for me. But I have been watching, and I'm hating it more and more as I watch it, but I just figured I watched, I think, 4 or 5 episodes of it subtitled, and then I was like, well, Funimation has Keijo dubbed, so why don't I watch that? And there are some really, really bad puns in it, and the adult humor, more so than I would maybe expect. I don't know if that's part of the localization or not. I'm not sure what the subtitles say in those sections. But as a dub, I guess it's okay. It just, in part because of the nature of the show being this sport where women, well, really girls, teenagers, use their, I guess women in the professional league, use their butts and boobs to knock each other off platforms and whatnot. It's just ridiculous. And I think the problem I'm having with it is as it goes deeper and deeper into the season, there's only one episode left that hasn't been dubbed. It's been out for quite a while, you know, a few weeks or whatever, subtitled, of course. But it's just taking itself a bit too seriously, I'm coming to realize. And the level of ridiculousness in their various powers, like there's one character who has, like, I don't know, a dragon butt or something, and it actually forms a dragon. Like it's becoming almost like Dragon Ball Z-esque, or, you know, any kind of anime where people have super-powered fighting skills, but this is just in a weird sport where fan service can run wild, and it's just getting a bit too stupid for me. And not funny stupid, but just like, oh, you're taking this seriously stupid. But, you know, I've already made it this far, and I'm kind of like at this point half watching it. I'm just like, let me just finish this, see what happens. I kind of already know what's going to happen, but whatever. But there are some really ridiculous moments. There's one moment where the main female lead sticks her head in, like, her main rival at this other school that she meets in the last few episodes, right in her butt, right between her butt cheeks, sticks her face right in there to try and learn about her ability. She's like, well, this is how I'm going to figure it. So it's like, I don't know. They're making girls out to be dogs or something, and probably not intentionally, but you can look at it that way unintentionally. But yeah, that's a pretty terrible show. And then I've been watching, I haven't finished it yet, Bernard Jo'owaka, which is also known as Miss Bernard Said, which is an anime short that is, I believe, 3-minute episodes, no OP, but a 30-second EP. And it's all about this girl who doesn't read books, but she has, and I don't know if it's because she wants to get along with her bookworm friends, or if she just is sort of wants to seem like an authority. But it's kind of like where she is this caricature, not even really caricature, of the type of people you see on the internet who really act like they know a lot but don't, and just like, okay, I read the synopsis and now I'm an authority on this book. And it's okay, but the problem I have with it is that I think you'd get more out of it if you're really into literature and that kind of culture, and if you find it funny. But my biggest problem with it is that there's a lot of fast talking on it, and because of that, the subtitles can go by really, really quickly at times, and it just makes it hard to read and take everything in, and it's just like, oh my God, one, this is only 3 minutes, two, it's like they're shoving 7 minutes worth of content in 3 minutes, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't even digest this at all. I'm just like, I'm choking on it all. So that's okay if you want something really short. And then I finished Okusama ga Saito Kaichu Plus, otherwise known as My Wife is the Student Council President Plus. So it's the sequel to that stupid fan service ecchi series. I've been watching it uncensored on Crunchyroll because I just think it's funny. And it's one of the rare shows on Crunchyroll, I believe, that is uncensored or has an uncensored version. They have a censored version as well. It's bad. It's just, I think part of the problem is they can't really be super cutesy. Or maybe people find it cutesy, I don't know. But because of the whole fact that it is this ecchi and there is nudity and ridiculous nudity, it's not for me, I guess. If you want something with nudity in it, then be my guest. Have fun with it. It just seems like if you're looking for nudity, then just go for hentai. Or, you know, find something that's a bit more blatant, a bit more hardcore, because there's not a strong storyline or anything. And you might be saying, well, if it's really about the fan service and the nudity, then why should there be a strong storyline? But in this case, I feel like they think or they want to have some kind of cute story or this harem-y story that, you know, gets people invested in it and then also gives them their fan service desires, gives them all that edgy thing that they want. But for me, it just doesn't work on any level. And yeah, I also just think it's ridiculous the scenarios they come up with. It's like the main girl gets sick at one point, and the main guy, he makes her, I don't know if it's porridge to try and make her feel better. And he feeds it to her, and she's like, oh, there's too much of it. It's too hot. And then she's just, like, dripping in saliva. It's like, oh, so you eat something that is hot, and that just makes you, like, create so much saliva that it just runs all over your body and is just dripping everywhere, and it's just all slimy. And it's kind of nasty in that way, too, but it's just like, well, that's weird. And then, I mean, the scenarios that end up happening in the series are the only thing that are kind of amusing because they are so ridiculous and stupid and idiotic. It's just like, who came up with this? But yeah, finish that. I really kind of regret wasting time with that because that's like 7 minutes per episode. So it's still a short, but it's, you know, if you take it all and put it together, that's 12 episodes, 7 per episode. That's, you know, 84 minutes. That's almost an hour and a half. Because I think there's maybe a 30-second OP. I don't think there's, the 30-second OP and EP. So take out a minute of that. And I think it's still 7 minutes. It might be 8 minutes with the OP and EP. But yeah, wasted almost an hour and a half of my life with that thing. Anyway, that's it anime wise. I haven't started anything from this season just yet, and I'm looking forward to a few series, and I'll talk about those in the near future. So Dishonored, I have been playing through it, the definitive edition on Xbox One, and I beat the game and both story DLCs, so the Brigmore Witches and the Knife of Dunwall. I really don't like the game, and I think it's because there's so much potential in it. It does a lot. It's almost really, really good. In many ways, it feels like a first-person version of Hitman, especially in the missions, the majority of the game in the missions where you are infiltrating an area and have to take out a target. The only difference is you can't really disguise yourself or do anything like that. You're stuck to either running and gunning, which I never did, or sneaking around, which is what I did. And I did get the achievement in the main game in both DLCs for not killing anyone, not alerting anyone, and low chaos or whatever. But I didn't like my time with the game because, one, I didn't care about the story at all. I think visually it looks fine. I can't compare it to the 360 and PS3 versions because I have them, but I don't really remember what they look like. It looks good, though. It runs well. The only time I have an issue with the gameplay itself, in terms of like wonkiness, not in terms of just poor implementation or anything like that, is when I'm in water and I try to get out, there are times where it's just like I keep jumping in, like, you know, I'm not getting out, or there are times where it just won't let me jump and get out, and that can be frustrating. So when I get in water, I really regret it. I know I can blink out of it, but it's just sort of frustrating that it's as difficult as it is when it really shouldn't be. But the reason why I don't like the game or the DLC is that I like playing these games stealthy, and I think it really encourages you to play stealthy. But if you're caught, if someone sees you, you can't. And like, I don't want to kill anyone. That's the biggest part about it for me. So that's the main issue I have, is that for me, and this is very subjective and very personal, you know, and a reason why I don't like the game that most people won't even care about. But I don't want to kill anyone. I don't. And when someone spots you, you have no choice but to kill them, really. You can shoot them with a sleep dart if you have the combat upgrade, I believe, which will knock them out immediately, even in combat. But there's no way to take someone out non-lethally with a melee weapon, which I don't get. Like, why can't I just punch someone? Or why can't, even if they spot me, why can't I then still grab them and then choke them out? It doesn't make sense to me that there's no option for that. And while you have your sleep dart gun, you have limited ammunition. Of course, you can say that if you use all that ammunition in one mission, you're really not doing a good job at being stealthy, which would be true. But I just think it is weird to not have some kind of system in play where you can take someone out melee. Because, you know, one, I don't want to waste that ammunition. And two, it just doesn't make sense why I have to kill someone as soon as they spot me. It's not like I'm trying to hide that I've been there, because they're going to know I was there once they find all the bodies that I've left alive. And it's just really, really frustrating, because it forces me to play the game in a way I don't want to play it, or play any game, which is to constantly be saving it and have multiple saves. I don't like doing that. I don't think that's fun. And it makes the game longer than I think it should be for me. And I really wish there was a way to take someone out non-lethally once they spot you. Because you can do that in, say, you know, Hitman, which I compare the game to. And that just kind of killed the experience for me, on top of the fact that I just didn't care about the story. I also think the last mission or two in the main story is not that great, because it's not really about this target thing. It's more sort of just getting through an environment that is like really out to get you, and not infiltrating a place that may not know that you are there. And then the DLC just feels like rehashed stuff that throws you in the same environments for the most part, and kind of it fleshes out the antagonist, who wasn't really part of the main game until the, like, you see him in the very beginning and then at the very, very end. So you get to flesh him out and create him in your own image, basically, by choosing the way you play. I also think it was weird the way it was split, because it's very much so one giant DLC pack that they just split into two, because you just continue on from the Knife of Dunwall is the first pack, and then when you get to the Brigmore Witches, it's really just a continuation of the Knife of Dunwall, so much so in that you can carry over your progress and all your runes and powers and all that stuff, your money, etc. I think your money, maybe not that, but you definitely take your runes with you and the powers you've obtained and all that. But yeah, I was just really, really not having a lot of fun with my playtime. And I kind of hate played it and hate finished it because I was just... the entire time I was thinking about how it was so close to being great, and it just wasn't for me. Because I don't want to save the game over and over and over again and then load it when maybe something doesn't go my way. And another thing I really don't like, and this is a part of the problem with stealth, playing it stealthy, is that you can't make noise to attract enemies. You can't like use your weapon to hit the ground, which is a sort of a way, but... The problem with even that and making the few ways you can make noise is that there seems to be like a very, 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 very limited area where an enemy will notice a noise. Though they can, especially some enemies, can see you from a very far distance away. I've thrown bottles that are like 5 feet away from enemies and they don't even notice it. Yet they see me from like 30 feet away. Which I can understand seeing someone from 30 feet away. I can see someone who's 30 feet away from me, but I can also hear a bottle that's thrown 5 feet from my feet. I can hear it. I'll be able to see it too. If I'm using my sword to smash the ground 5 feet away from an enemy, or even a few feet away from just hiding behind a dumpster, he should notice it, but they don't. And I don't understand that. You know, occasionally they will, but it's very inconsistent, and more so than not, they don't hear anything, and that hurts the stealth as well, because there are times where, like, there will be enemies that are just sitting in an area, and I want them, or, like, there are two there, and I won't be able to get one and not make the other one aware of it. I'm trying to attract one to me, but I can't do it, because they're just not giving any shits about my attempt to try and distract them. So that's very frustrating as well. But yeah, I'm really hoping that Dishonored 2 has fixed these issues, but I don't know if I'm going to get around to it quickly, because there are plenty of other things to play. I got some games for review and whatnot. Last Guardian's coming in from Gamefly, so I guess I have no choice in that matter. And then I also kind of want to go through Dishonored again and just kill everyone, because I'm like, screw everyone now, I'm going to murder everyone. So I might do that as well, but Dishonored has been pretty disappointing, so yeah. And I know that my reasons for it are going to be ridiculous to a lot of people, because it's just like, well, you're playing it wrong, or you know what, you're just not doing right, or you're caring too much about not killing anyone, or this or that. But you know, that is the way I want to play it, and it should be more open to that. Because another game to compare to is like Deus Ex. And maybe I'm not remembering that right, but I'm pretty sure you can still melee people and not kill them once they spot you. And it's very easy to hide away. Of course, you can blink in Dishonored to run away quickly, but I feel like once they see you, it's like they turn into marathon sprinters and are really easy, really capable of chasing you around if you don't blink in quick fashion. But yeah, that is going to do it for today's episode. I'd love to hear what y'all think about Dishonored if you've played it, and how stupid you think my opinion is, my personal opinion is. If you've watched any of those anime shorts, what you think. I'd love to hear recommendations for short animes as well, because I like this short format at times, and I'm always looking to see if there's some that I haven't seen that are actually quite good. And, you know, let me know what you're looking forward to in this new season that has just started. And maybe some smaller shows that aren't going to get as much publicity as other shows, like the continuation of Blue Exorcist and Konosuba, etc. So, yeah. That will do it, like I said a few minutes ago, or a minute ago. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Huznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, all the usual places, at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm TheKush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, other podcasts, and all the jazz I do, including the art, which, if you like, you can get a print or two over at pxsart.com. And if you'd like to support the site in general, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and chip in a buck or two every month that-a-way. I hope everyone's had a lovely day, a lovely week, and I will talk to y'all again very soon. Bye-bye!